USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As violence on American streets continue to burden the American dream, Chicago's violence is among the worst in the country. Last night, 14 people were shot and run over in the city's Garfield Park. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
They're all in various conditions between critical and non-life-threatening.
The youngest victim is 3 years old. A federal judge on Monday blocked Penguin Random House from acquiring rival book publisher Simon & Schuster for about $2.18 billion. The Justice Department had said the planned merger would unlawfully lessen competition. Toyota Motor Corporation announced it still can't get its hands on enough semiconductors to meet its production goals, despite signs of excess supply elsewhere in the chip business. Toyota on Tuesday lowered its production target for the current fiscal year through March to 9.2 million units from a previous goal of 9.7 million units. President Biden is putting the blame on high gas prices on the oil companies, the same oil companies he deplatformed on his first day in office. The president on Monday.
Give me a break. Enough is enough. Look, I'm a capitalist. You've heard me say this before. I have no problem with corporations turning a fair profit or getting a return on their investment in innovation. But this is remotely what's happening. Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war.
Astronomers have found three near-Earth asteroids that were undetected within the glare of the sun. One of the asteroids is the largest potentially hazardous object posing a threat to Earth to be discovered in the last 8 years. The asteroids belong to a group found within the orbits of Earth and Venus. USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
President Trump has asked the Supreme Court of the United States to block a congressional committee from obtaining his tax records from the Treasury Department. The Supreme Court and Chief Justice John Roberts on Tuesday put a temporary hold on the handover to go through and investigate the legality of obtaining such personal information and why the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee needs the information. Elon Musk is bringing in his people to inspect Twitter from top to bottom. Musk has Tesla engineers interviewing Twitter engineers to begin looking through the company's products and code. Twitter's former head of consumer product, Kayvon Bakepour, is in the building after he was fired by Twitter's former CEO back in May. David Sacks, the founding chief operating officer and product lead at PayPal, which is a former Musk company, has also been seen spotted around the hallways since the takeover. Last night's Game 3 of the World Series was rained out before the first pitch. The game will be made up tonight just after 8 p.m. Eastern from Philadelphia. A major search and rescue operation is underway Tuesday for dozens of migrants reported missing after an overloaded sailing boat they were on capsized and sank in stormy weather overnight off an island near Athens, Greece. Their Coast Guard said 9 survivors, all men, had been found. The boat was carrying roughly 68 souls. Visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.